It's time for sports.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Boom, 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 boom.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Ah, yes.
The prairie sky is wide and high.
Boom, 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 boom.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
That wasn't fireworks last night, ladies and gentlemen. It was home runs. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah, see? I play fair. I play fair. Do you remember that?
Yep, Yankees blew a 4-0 lead and a 10-5 lead in the fifth inning and lost the series to Texas as they got smashed last night 12-10.
All right.
And you could tell there's a little jump in my step today.
Oh, absolutely. But
anytime the Yankees lose is a great day.
But I thought I'd give you a little song there because you've been accusing me of not always coming up with the songs.
A couple of home run calls by the Rangers would have been sufficient.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can't do that. I know that. Yeah. You're a homer. I can't. I know. Home run's a home run,
you know?
You also can't say the Yankees have the best record in baseball anymore.
No, you can't. No. But you can say, how's Ovechkin got the bear off his back?
Who?
Ovechkin.
Ovechkin.
Ovechkin, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for Tampa. The score is no way indicative of this game. Tampa came out, and Ovechkin scored a fluky goal a minute into the game, and Tampa just could not put anything in the net. They hit posts. They missed open nets. They did everything but score. And once they went, it was a 1-0 game for a while. Once they went down 2-0, the air kind of came out of the balloon because there's times in hockey when teams are totally outplayed and they still win. And this is one of the games last night where Washington was totally outplayed and still won. They move on. Yeah, Ovechkin's real happy, but somebody better tell him that he's got another series to win.
Yeah. How old is he, about 700 years old?
Oh, Ovechkin?
Yeah.
I think he's about 31.
That's old for the NFL.
He's a tank.
Yeah, he is a tank.
He's a strong guy, man.
He reminds me of those old Russian players that used to play.
A lot of Kabasi and Holuki in that body.
That's right. All right, so now we've gone through the Yankees
the final start Monday night.
Wow, Monday night.
Yep, they get a good chance to rest up their batteries. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think Vegas has a lot better than a puncher's chance to hoist up the cup.
Well, it's going to be very, very fun to watch.
Yeah, it will be.
All right, so now where else do you want to go?
Back to baseball. The day before, Cleveland hung up a bunch of runs on the Cubs to win, and yesterday they won a 1-0 ball game. So it looks like Cleveland's back on track. And Houston, Verlander just keeps rolling along. He only threw 6 innings last night, gave up 3 hits, 9 strikeouts. They beat the Giants, who've been playing pretty good of late. So now Houston is back to 14 games over 500. They're 32-18, won 8 out of their last 10, and playing good ball. The Angels continue to flop. They've only won 4 out of their last 10. But quietly, the Mariners, since they got rid of the steroid king, have been playing pretty good ball. Won 5 in a row, 7 out of the last 10, and they climbed up into second place behind the Astros, and they're only 2 games behind the Yankees for that first wild card spot.
All right. So now, and the Mets lost last night, right?
Yeah, what else is new? They stink. I got friends of mine texting me about the Mets. They like this guy. They like got that guy. The only good thing about the Mets is the hot dogs.
They play in
the Marlins, who's arguably the worst team in baseball, and they can't beat them.
That's bad.
DeGrom pitched another great game last night. He should sue the team for non-support. I can't say what my friend said he should do to the rest of the team, but I agree with him. But he's pitched great this year. The Mets they're awful. They're one of the few teams in negative run production this year where they gave up more than they've scored, and they haven't given up a lot of runs. That's the thing. So it's just a bad organization. But I guess Jose Bautista is going to lead them to the promised land. Maybe they're going to go to Santo Domingo for some fried bananas or something.
Well, you know, I was listening to I was in New York on Tuesday, and once again, the worst radio show in the history of mankind. This BMT or whatever they call it on
BMT, right?
Whatever it is on the fan, it's just shrill, and they're talking about the Mets, and they're talking about this trade that this guy that they got, but they're just the worst three announcers I've ever heard in my life together. It's amazing.
Well, it's a football player, some woman, and another guy. I mean, what do they know about sports?
Well, they all cover sports. The one played sports. What's his name?
Player played sports.
But the one guy has been a sports broadcaster for about 10 years, and the woman's been a beat reporter for about 10 years covering sports.
But you need people that are active that have actually played a sport so they can relate to it. I mean, my father used to have a saying, "You can't learn sports reading a book."
Yeah, but their problem is they're shrill and they talk over one another all the time. It's just horrible.
I listened to them one time and never went back to the station again.
It makes you yearn for the days of Mike Francesa.
Nah. You know, I get Sirius Radio now. I listen to Howard Stern. I've missed him for a long time. I got it back, and I'm going to keep it.
Yeah, hey, don't you ever put the Mad Dog on?
Never.
Never?
He's a clown. I can't listen to somebody that can't speak English. I don't know what language it is, but it's not English.
It's not English.
The Celtics are one game away from sending King Baby James home.
Well, they won that game at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now they got to win in Cleveland, right?
You know, I got to think for you. We get some Boston fans here, right?
Yeah.
And I hope there isn't, a Game 7, everybody behind the bench should wear an Abe Lincoln beard.
You're a crazy man.
If you watch this series, you know what I'm talking about.
You're a crazy man.
Everybody should wear an Abe Lincoln beard and a stovetop hat.
Oh, my
goodness. Stovepipe hat. Yeah. Well, I hope the Celtics beat them up. I hope they win and move on just to get rid of Baby James.
Now you got to call your telephone company and tell them that you got some.
Oh, it stinks! It's all. You mean the telephone company that disrupted my internet service last weekend for no reason at all? You mean the same people named Verizon?
Yeah.
Good luck trying to call them up and getting a human being.
You have a terrible.
I know it's been this way forever.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I'll try. They may set me up an appointment in October.
It sounds like you're calling from Russia.
Sounds like I'm calling from a submarine.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so we have
squeaks and hisses and everything else. Yeah. Maybe Hillary Clinton finally tapped my phone.
I don't think she did. I think Donald Trump did.
If he tapped my phone, he's trying to get me a job.
That's what I mean. He's checking you out. You're applying for a job.
All he's got to do is ask.
All right. So do we have any racing coming up this weekend for you?
Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend. There's some big races scattered all around. I'll do my homework today and see which ones we're going to pick, and we'll definitely have some races to play tomorrow. Most of them will be picked on Saturday. Are we working Monday?
I'm working Monday. If you want the day off, I'll give it off, but if you want to work,
I'll be here. That's fine. I got no life. So yeah. We'll pick some races tomorrow, and because of Memorial Day, there's a couple of stakes Monday. I'll pick a couple of races on Monday, too.
All right, we'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, and I will call Verizon, but don't expect much.
Okay, take care.
Have a good day.
Mike Cosi with a check on. Well, listen how the difference when you hang up the phone. Mike Cosi with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.